Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where tiny worms, barely visible to the naked eye, play a crucial role in maintaining the health of our oceans. These microscopic creatures, known as marine nematodes, are the latest discovery by scientists from the Zoological Survey of India, or ZSI, off the coast of Tamil Nadu. First, let's delve into the significance of this discovery. The ZSI has discovered two new species of free-living marine nematodes, which have been named Coronema dhriti and Epicanthian indica. What makes this significant is that this discovery adds to India's documented marine biodiversity, highlighting the largely unexplored diversity of meofauna, or microscopic seafloor organisms, in Indian coastal waters. Now, let us explore what marine nematodes are. Nematodes, or roundworms, are one of the most abundant and diverse animal groups on Earth. Marine nematodes specifically are free-living, microscopic worms that are found in benthic marine sediments, ranging from intertidal beaches to deep-sea floors. Crucially, they are critical to nutrient cycling, as they feed on bacteria, fungi, and organic matter, remineralizing nutrients back into sediment. It is worth pausing here to note that marine nematodes are also bioindicators of sediment health, as pollution, dredging, or coastal development can alter their community structure. And here is something that surprises many students: they are the most diverse metazoan group in marine sediments, with up to 10,000 individuals per 10 square centimeters in healthy sediments. Building on this, the discovery of these two new species is significant for Indian marine biodiversity. India's 7,516-kilometer coastline and exclusive economic zone, or EEZ, of 2.37 million square kilometers contain rich but poorly documented biodiversity. Most marine biodiversity surveys focus on visible organisms such as fish, corals, and turtles, while meofauna remains systematically undersampled. Both Coronema dhriti and Epicanthian indica represent new genus-level records or significant geographical range extensions. Now let us turn to the role of the Zoological Survey of India. The ZSI, established in 1916, is mandated to survey and document faunal diversity in India, maintain the national zoological collections, which comprise approximately 1 million specimens, and publish descriptions of new species under the International Code of Zoological Nomenclature, or ICZN. The ICZN rules for species naming include binomial nomenclature, where each species is given a unique two-part name consisting of a genus and a species epithet, as well as a priority rule, where the first valid published name holds. Types, or holotypes, are deposited in institutional collections, such as the ZSI repository. Moving on to taxonomy and naming, it is essential to understand the rules that govern the naming of new species. The ICZN provides a framework for the naming of species, ensuring that each species is given a unique and universally accepted name. This is crucial for maintaining clarity and consistency in scientific communication. With that background in place, let us look at the significance of this discovery for ZSI's role. The discovery of these two new species highlights the importance of the ZSI's work in documenting and preserving India's faunal diversity. Remember this number, 1916, the year the ZSI was established. Note this carefully. The ZSI is headquartered in Kolkata. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but rather the fact that India has a 7,516-kilometer coastline and an exclusive economic zone of 2.37 million square kilometers. The Zoological Survey of India has discovered two new species of marine nematodes, Coronema dhriti and Epicanthian indica. The National Zoological Collections comprise approximately 1 million specimens. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This discovery is relevant to GS Paper 3, Environment, as it pertains to biodiversity documentation, marine biodiversity, and India's coastal conservation obligations. The Biological Diversity Act, 2002, and the Nagoya Protocol have implications for newly discovered species, including access and benefit sharing, or ABS. Benthic ecosystems and meiofauna are essential environmental indicators. This is a favorite prelims fact, the founding year of the ZSI, 1916, and its headquarters in Kolkata. But why does this matter? The difference between Nematoda and other invertebrate phyla is crucial for understanding the diversity of life on Earth. So what exactly changed? The discovery of these two new species has expanded our knowledge of marine biodiversity in India. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It highlights the importance of preserving and documenting India's faunal diversity. Now, let us turn to the prelims angle. The names and characteristics of new species, such as Coronomyma dhruti and Epicanthian indica, are standard prelims fodder. The ZSI's founding year, 1916, and its headquarters in Kolkata, are also essential facts to remember. The difference between Nematoda and other invertebrate phyla is a critical concept to grasp. In conclusion, the discovery of these two new species of marine nematodes off the coast of Tamil Nadu highlights the significance of preserving and documenting India's faunal diversity and the importance of the Zoological Survey of India's work in this field. The preservation of marine biodiversity is crucial for maintaining the health of our oceans and the planet as a whole.